Indeed, in the story of Yusuf and his brothers, there are signs for inquirers. This is how the story begins. His stepbrothers held a meeting and said to one another, "Yusuf and his brother are loved more by our father than us, even though we are a group of 10 and can help him more than him. In fact, our father is clearly mistaken. Let us kill Yusuf or throw him out of some far-off land so that the attention of our father turns exclusively towards us. After that, we may again become righteous people." At this, one of them said, "Do not kill Yusuf, but if you must throw him into some dark well, so that he may be picked up by some pursuing caravans." After this meeting, they asked their father, "Oh, our father, why is it that you do not trust us with Yusuf, though we are his sincere well-wishers? Send him with us tomorrow, that he may play and enjoy himself. We shall take good care of him." Their father said, "I will be worried if you take him away, for I fear lest a wolf should eat him while you are far away, off guard." They said, "If a wolf could eat him despite our number, then surely we would be worthless people." When after such persistence they were able to take him away, they resolved to throw him into a dark well. "We revealed this to Yusuf. A time will come when you will admonish them about this act of theirs. Now they do not perceive its consequences." At nightfall they returned to their father weeping. They said, "Oh, our father, we went off to compete in racing with one another, and lest Yusuf was by our belongings and a wolf ate him. You will not believe us even though we are telling the truth. As proof they brought his shirt stained with false blood." "No," he cried, "your souls have tempted you to evil. I need good patience. Allah alone can help me against that which you assert." On the other side, a caravan passed by and sent water carrier, who let down his bucket into the well. Seeing Yusuf in it, he shouted with joy, "Good news! I found a young boy." They concealed him like trade merchandise. Allah knew what they did. They sold him for a petty price, a few dirhams. They had such a low estimation of him.